and welcome to the Mini Fridge. This is Owen.
And this is Eli.
As you may have heard from our beautiful theme song, this is an Olympic-themed episode. Daria will be joining us shortly. Anything
yes.
to add?
This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. And we're coming to you live from Milano Cortina over some beautiful John Williams. I didn't know that he composed this until I listened to it seriously.
I know, I didn't notice at all, and then Daria was like, didn't John Williams do this? Or did you say that?
You know who it might have been? Might have been Veronica.
It might have been Veronica. Someone in our house said, whoa, this is John Williams.
Yeah.
So.
And it very clearly is.
And then you listen to it and you're like, oh yeah, that's John Williams.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to finish out the beautiful John Williams song. And when you hear us next, it will be all three of us.
Should we explain the theme?
Oh, probably.
It's ramping up though. So we can talk about it after the song.
We'll talk about it afterwards. See you all soon.
wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. It's time to get the chains out. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? Uh-huh. Yeah. What's wrong with being? Yeah. What's wrong with being? Yeah. What's wrong with being? Yeah. What's wrong with
The mics are on.
We can just hear all of them. Oh, okay. Hey, I'm here now. Almost died.
Welcome, Daria.
Oh my god, I'm so tired still. I biked for the first... I did some cardiovascular exercise.
First time biker over here.
First time biking ever. But you know what they say. It's just like riding a bike.
That's Whoa. True.
I gotta be honest, guys. Riding a bike that's your size is awesome.
That is
so Oh, wait, you rode it for the first time?
Yeah.
How was it?
So awesome. For those who don't know... I got a bike, and I'm really excited about
From
it.
From our friend Mike Hurley.
Shout out Mike Hurley.
Shout out Mike Hurley.
Shout out that gang.
And then I shattered my ankle the next day, so I haven't ridden it yet, which is really exciting. Okay, I heard the boys talked about the theme.
No.
We only said Olympic.
Do you want to be more specific, even?
You, well, yeah.
Does everyone listening have their bets placed on what the theme is? I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The song that you would choose for your figure skating routine.
Yes. We've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
We've been watching a lot of the Olympics.
Because of the aforementioned ankle shattering. We did some research. So music was not always in the figure skating routines.
You did research.
Yes.
You did research.
I watched the YouTube video that Daria sent.
They played it live.
I didn't because I was at work.
Oh.
She sent it before work.
I was at work when I received it.
Oh, not me.
Nice. They played live music and it was the same song for every dancer. And then they let you do your own song. But then in 2014, to appeal to a younger audience, they let you have lyrics. Mm. Who is they?
2014?
The IOC, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So within our lifetime, this changed.
Yes. Yeah. It used to just be Adam Rippon, who's very famous.
King.
And very good at figure skating.
Mm.
2018
was
Olympian.
Was during the transition. Yes. Wow. Olympian. Was in the transition between non-lyric to lyric. And he said, it's not figure skating if someone doesn't do Carmen.
True.
So I picked a Carmen song, which is an opera from Spain by George Bizet.
Beautiful.
Wow.
And then I picked Confident by Demi Lovato because for two reasons. He, Adam Rippon, in the video said that it's good to have varying tempos, like a high tempo at the beginning to do jumps, then a middle part that's slower, where they can do sort of more dancey artistic stuff and also rest up for the powerful jumpy ending.
Yeah.
And I also thought like confident, like you would have to be confident to be an Olympian and be skating.
It's a great song for it. I also, I was going to, the like lows and highs, I tried to follow that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Do you want to talk about your next song?
Sure, my next song kind of violates that. As I told Owen while we were walking upstairs, I hate most of the songs I chose, so then I switched most of them, but I kept this one. I kept another one as well. But this is going to be Spotlight by Jesse Ware, which I really like this album, and it's a very like female vocal focused song that I feel like really matches a lot of the song choices in L'Olympics. And it has like a little build up to a then high octane middle section, but then the middle section just repeats for 4 minutes, and that's there's not awesome. Really like a grand ending, so I might have you fade it out.
All right.
But I would skate to it because I'd be in the spotlight.
Oh,
true. Nice. And they can do editing and such, so that might, it's accurate if you want to cut some of it out.
True. I almost did a Ilya Malinin and made my own music for this episode. I do think we maybe should play one of his songs.
We could also just do a voiceover over one of the songs. A la
you
Ilya
are
Malinin.
Nothing. What does he say?
You are something. But not but nothing.
Yeah.
Which and doesn't make any sense.
R.I.P. Poor guy.
But he attributed it to mental health reasons on Instagram, apparently.
Period.
So. Shout out his mental health.
Nice. That's good.
All right.
Shall we hear it?
Let's hear it.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Words can never do the things that I need them to. Of you.
Don't wait, you can push the start. Lose control. Kill me slowly with your kiss. Wrap me around your fingertips. Damn, I need another hit. Make me lose my mind. Hallucinate when you call my name. Got stars in my eyes, and they don't say when you come my way. I'm losing my mind.
Hello.
Nice job, Owen. That was good.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, Owen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What song is that?
That was Hallucinate by Dua Lipa.
I love that song.
So
was that from her 2020 album called Future Nostalgia?
It
you
was.
You are a fake. We just told
love
him that.
That album.
That was.
Well, I was talking about that because she released that, I think, in like April of 2020. And it was like, I think, a huge like source of relief for a lot of people, because it's like you feel like you're at the club, but it was like so depressing. I don't know. It was weird.
Except for some people who were at the club and we don't talk about them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we... Oh, we already talked about what we heard before that.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we do our segment?
Yes.
What? Oh, I thought it was going to be three words.
Oh, what's, okay. You go.
Okay, what's...
In.
Our.
Fridge.
Boom.
Because the name of our show is The Mini Fridge, but we're not going to talk about our mini fridge because it's always just drinks in there, so we're going to talk about our big fridge. Should Owen, what do you have in there?
Right now I have some tiramisu in the fridge.
That you made?
I made that on Valentine's Day with Cleona. It did not come out as good as we had hoped, but it's still good. As Eli pointed out, even tiramisu that's not so ideal is still very yummy. Yeah. So that's what I have in the fridge. Don't know what I don't really have anything else, to be honest.
I know,
do you
want to
come
low.
Grocery shopping
do you
with me
talk,
after this?
Do you want to talk about our milk?
Oh,
Eli?
Yeah.
We both had a stress dream about the milk somehow.
Oh.
So I, on Valentine's Day, was with Veronica and we were at Whole Foods, which we don't normally go to, let the record show, but we were walking on Beacon Street, went to the Whole Foods, needed milk for our house. And we found this awesome glass bottle of locally sourced milk from farms in the area. And it was $5 for a half gallon of 2% milk.
That is not a half gallon.
It is a half gallon.
It's like 18 gallons. Really?
Do you know what?
It feels enormous.
Well, because it's heavy.
But it's much smaller than the milk that your mom bought us, which was 1 gallon. And by much smaller, I mean half the size. It's $5. And if you buy it and you drink it and then you clean the glass bottle it came in and then return the bottle to the Whole Foods, you get $3 back. So it's really a net $2 milk. Which I'm really excited about. And my stress dream and Daria's stress dream. Well, mine was that it was almost empty and it got left out overnight.
Mine was that Owen was like, who finished the milk? And it was me.
Well, in my dream, you had had a lot of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to heal my bones. Need that calcium.
Yeah.
I didn't have any stress dreams about the milk. That's just about our oil.
Do you have anything else to add about to paint the picture of our fridge?
I have delicious ingredients for curry. Thank you, Mom,
yum.
For that recipe. Hopefully, it's good.
Delicious.
Okay. Yeah. Yay.
Thus concludes the What's
In
Our
Fridge segment. Sorry, I said two.
Well, someone's got to say it.
That's true.
Might as well be you. Yay.
Owen's so good on the board.
Gaga, ooh la la, Wild Yell Bell Romance.
Jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin. It's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. Jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to. Oh, I'm jealous of the night. I'm jealous of the love. Love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. As I sing in the sand, watch you slip through my hands. Oh, as I die here another day, yeah. 'Cause all I do is cry behind the smile. I wished you
without me. fine. Anytime will do. I don't mind. Why should I be frightened of dying? There's no reason for it. You gotta go sometime.
Getting a deduction for that one.
Oh, and he fell. Oh no.
Great recovery.
A beautiful recovery, right?
I hope someone just tuned in. That was Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd. Daria is fielding a phone call right behind us, which we are not able to put on air, unfortunately. I'm going to talk over it because I don't think we're technically allowed to be taking a call that we didn't screen.
Thank you.
Sounds like we got a request. That was Great Gig in the Sky, Pink Floyd, as I said. That was my pick. I'm Eli. And I chose that because, first of all, it's very dramatic and very graceful and very beautiful. Secondly, it is, there's this really awesome YouTube video called The Blart Side of the Mall, and
Paul Blart
they play Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon over Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Wow.
And they line it, and it lines up in so many ways, and it's like a nice little video essay about it, and he does a really awesome segue dance during that song when you put that album under that movie. And that's why I said I didn't want to talk about this on air, because it is really derpy.
That's okay.
But it's honestly a really great watch, and I'm going to make you watch it later.
Thank you.
It's also... What?
No.
Okay.
Never mind.
It's also 6:30 on the dot. and not any later. So it's time for a PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements for the landfill. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it away, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. It's not much of a landing point. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful.
I love that one.
Yeah, it is really great.
Go repairing.
I don't know what they like printed these old pages with, but it's like the ink is gone.
I know.
Yeah.
For those just tuning in, we're doing what music you would figure skate to in your Olympics routine.
Dory, do you want to talk about the song we heard two songs ago?
Yes, Gaga. We heard Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Alyssa Liu came back for this Olympics, icon from the Bay Area, and she, in the, I think, U.S. Championship, did a Gaga medley to win.
I didn't see it.
And I'll send it to you. And it was amazing, and she's super awesome. And it also follows the theme of, like, get the people on their feet. Like, you get them excited both about your moves and how awesome the song is. How about you, Owen? Oh, yes?
Yes. After that, we heard Jealous by Labyrinth.
That was great.
Which was a request from my grandma. Shout out to my grandma for listening.
Shout out to your grandma.
Thank you for that pick.
Yes, thank you for the great song. We really enjoyed it. I had never heard it. Dari and Eli both knew it.
No. Neither of us knew it.
I thought you said you knew it.
We knew of the artist. You know of Labyrinth. And by we, I mean Daria.
I see. Well, I really enjoyed it. I would figure skate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about our next song?
What is it?
Yeah, this one I think really fits into the theme of like big, small. Mm. And I just think this is a great song. So, yeah.
And was it one of the skaters who had, no, was it a snowboarder whose name was Mitsuki?
Oh, that's good, but
that's Mitsuki's real name. And
whoa.
Anyway.
Nice job, Eli.
I think it was snowboarding though.
Nice.
Olympics.
Kiss me on.
Hello. You have been listening to The Mini Fridge on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been Owen. Their mics were off.
I've been Eli.
Still Daria.
Thanks for listening.
Sorry we couldn't get all the requests this week.
It's okay, we'll get some next week.
Next time.
Potentially. Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week. Thank you for listening.